CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 10th of December 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. 23cm recommendation approved at WRC 23. RSGB Examinations Standards Committee report published. RSGB elections process begins. The third week of the WRC 23 World Radio Communication Conference has seen the approval of a new footnote to the 23cm amateur band at 1240 to 1300 MHz under agenda item 9.1b. This draws attention to the recently released ITU-R recommendation 2164 that provides guidance to avoid interference to radio navigation satellite services, or RNSS, such as Galileo. This is a major landmark after 4 years of hard work, which started after WRC 19 and now lays out the basis for guidance and next steps. IARU President Tim Ellum, VE6SH, said that the addition of a footnote that provides guidance to administrations in the event of interference to the RNSS is a good regulatory outcome for amateurs and the primary users of this band. You can read more on this story at tinyurl.com/RomeoEchoCharlie/RomeoNovemberSierraSierra. The IARU team continues its work on other WRC issues, including the development of agendas for future conferences. The RSGB Special Focus page provides regular updates and additional detail. You can find that page at rsgb.org/WhiskeyRomeoCharlie-23. The RSGB Examination Standards Committee has published its annual report, covering the operation of the amateur radio exams during the calendar year of 2022. You can read the report on the RSGB website. Go to rsgb.org/EchoSierraCharlie and click on Minutes, Papers and Reports in the right-hand list. If you're keen to see amateur radio and the RSGB continue to thrive over the coming years, this is the time to volunteer for an RSGB board or regional team role. This year, the Society is looking for 1 elected board director, 2 nominated board directors, and 8 regional representatives. You can find candidate packs, forms, and other details on the Society's website at rsgb.org/election. If you're interested but unsure, please read the information set out on the elections web page first, and then have an informal chat with the RSGB company secretary. Email Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, at company.secretary@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB board is delighted to announce that Bob Beep, GU4YOX, has been appointed as the new Nominations Committee Chair. The board would like to thank Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, for his work in this role over a number of years, and it is pleased that he will continue in his other role as Company Secretary. You can find out more about the Nominations Committee on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/NovemberOscarMike, Charlie Oscar Mike. And you can email Bob by nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Don't forget that the last of the RSGB's Tonight at 8 webinars for 2023 is at 8 p.m. tomorrow. It focuses on amateur radio construction and the RSDB construction competition. Jenny Curtis, M7JNY, Colin Murray, GM4EAU, and David Law, G0LBK, will talk about the projects they worked on and why they decided to submit them to the RSDB construction competition in recent years. Watch live on the RSDB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. To find out more, go to the RSDB website at rsdb.org/webinars. IRSAT-1, that's EIRSAT-1, launched on the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from the Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, USA, at 1819 UTC on Friday the 1st of December. IRSAT-1 stands for Educational Irish Research Satellite. A team of students at University College Dublin, with support from academic and professional staff, has designed, built, tested, and will operate Ireland's first satellite, a 2U CubeSat. It has a downlink on the IARU coordinated frequency of 437.1 MHz. For more information about the project, visit Echo India Romeo Sierra Alpha Tango numeral 1.ie. The UK 6-metre group Winter Marathon is underway. The objective is to work as many 4-digit grid squares as possible between 0 hours UTC on the 1st of December 2023 and 2359 UTC on the 31st of January 2024 on the 6-metre band. Lots can be submitted until 12th of February 2024. For more information, visit Uniform Kilo Sierra Mike Golf. org. It's now the second week of the Youngsters on the Air month. Special call sign GB23YOTA has already been operated by a range of schools, universities and radio societies. The RSDB National Radio Centre is active today, using GB23YOTA between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. On Monday, the 11th of December, Hildeston Radio Society will be on the air with St. Peter and Thanet School in Kent between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. Malaig High School will be hosting the special call sign for the second time this month between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Thursday, the 14th of December. Tommy, M7OMY, who was involved with Youngsters on the Air Month in 2022, is back again this year and will be operating GB23YOTA, supervised by M0BOY, for the whole of Saturday, the 16th of December. Remember to listen out for all these young operators on the air and to help make them feel welcome to the world of amateur radio. If you'd like to get involved and operate GB23YOTA, there is still time. Email Jamie, M0SDV, at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk to register your interest or ask for further information. And now for details of rallies and events. The Sparkford Wireless Group Tabletop Rally, in aid of the RAIBC, will take place on Thursday, the 28th of December, from 9:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. The event will be held at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, Somerset, postcode Bravo Alpha 22, 7 Quebec X-Ray. Entry is £3 and free parking and reference will be available. For more information, email Bob via Whiskey Juliet Hotel 069@gmail.com. And Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will take place on Thursday the 28th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. and admission is £2. Ample free car parking and hot refreshments will be available. Tables cost £10 each. At 2 p.m. after the rally, there will be a used equipment auction. Items for the auction will be booked in from 1 p.m. Contact Steve, M5ZZZ, for bookings and information via mike5zulu@outlook.com or 0777 0600-699-069. Now the special event news. On Thursday the 14th of December from 1700 UTC, lots of special event stations from the Netherlands will be on the air. The call signs in use will follow the format Papa Alpha 01 Mike India Lima, with each station having a unique combination of numbers in the call sign. The operators will be arranged into teams, each team containing two military personnel and one amateur. The stations will work on the HF bands using SSB. The objective of the event is to promote amateur radio, so please do give them a call. Special call sign Sierra X-Ray 25 Golf Tango Charlie is in use until the 15th of December to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the formation of the Greek Telegraphy Club. Listen for CW activity on the 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, see qrz.com for information about certificates that are available. Now the DX news. Burkhardt DL3KZA is active as Yankee Bravo 9 / Delta Lima 3 Kilo Zulu Alpha from Lombok Island OC150 until the 18th of December. QSL via home call, direct or bureau. The V6EU team is active from Chuuk Island OC011 in Micronesia until the 16th of December. The team will operate on the 160 to 10 meter bands using SSB, CW routine and FT8, QSL via DL2AWG. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 12th, the 432 MHz FM activity runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 12th, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL 10-meter contest started at 0 hours yesterday and ends at 2359 UTC today, using CW and phone on the 10-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. American, Canadian and Mexican stations also send their state or province code. On Wednesday the 13th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 centimeter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 13th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations operating the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 14th, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, the Stu Perry Top Band Challenge runs from 1500 UTC on Saturday the 16th to 1500 UTC on Sunday the 17th of December using CW on the 160 meter band. The exchange is your 4-character locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 7th of December 2023. We dodged a bullet last week as a high speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole sped past the Earth. Although the wind speed was often in excess of 600 km a second, its BZ, magnetic field, was pointing north. The net result was that most of this passed harmlessly away from Earth and the KP index remained around 3. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined to 130 by Thursday, which is quite a difference from the 194 we had on the 23rd of November. Solar activity last week reached moderate levels thanks to multiple low-level M-class solar flares detected around active region 3513 in the northeast quadrant. This region also produced frequent C-class flares. Daytime MUS over a 3,000 km path mostly remained over 28 MHz, whilst nighttime MUS over a similar path length remained around 10 MHz. As we head towards midwinter, we may expect these nighttime MUS to drop, with the result that the 80-meter band closes down for short-skip early on in the evening. The curse of the Inter-UK 80-meter Club Championship contest. However, the 80-meter band may still be open over long distances, and we're now entering the best time of year for low-band DXing. Keep an eye on the top end of the 80-meter band around sunrise for transatlantic signals. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may recover a little and be in the range 130 to 150. Geomagnetic conditions will depend upon coronal mass ejections, but are predicted to be good, with a peak of KP4 on the 12th of December. There's a slender coronal hole on the Sun that could cause the KP index to rise this weekend, including the 10th, due to its associated solar wind stream. However, shouldn't be too bad, and any poor HF conditions are likely to be short-lived. Finally, NOAA has updated its progression forecast for solar cycle 25. It now predicts that this cycle will peak somewhere between January and September 2024, with a solar flux index of around 167 to 201. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The present spell of unsettled weather at the end of the first week of December will run into the first half of next week. This brings a limited chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz band, but there is a strong signal in the models for a major change of weather patterns for the middle of next week. This will be the arrival of high pressure around Wednesday the 13th that will probably last into the following weekend, although there is some model variation in how quickly it will move away. The main result is that, although it begins as a cold air high pressure with frosts, it will probably develop surface temperature inversions, which will be useful for tropo. Towards the end of next week, as the centre of the high drifts east, it will allow more moist air at the surface and produce stronger ducting potential, as well as develop an upper level inversion for longer DX paths into the continent. The evening of the 14th of December sees the peak of the biggest and most reliable meteor shower of the year. The Geminids has the potential for a zenithal hourly rate of 150. The higher 50 MHz and 144 MHz activity usually provides the best chances, and a reasonably quiet QTH with 100 watts and a beam will bring you plenty of digimode QSOs. QSOs are even made by EME class stations on the 70 centimeter band, and strong, long reflections on the lower bands can allow SSB QSOs if you're persistent enough. That said, MSK144 and FSK441 digimodes will be the most reliable. Aurora remains a possibility, but the isolated, out-of-season sporadic blips on the PropQuest NVIS plots last month have quietened down for now. For EME operators, moon declination is negative, falling further and reaching minimum on Thursday the 14th. Path losses are falling towards a minimum at perigee on Saturday the 16th. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate until the 12th and 13th, when the Sun and Moon are close in the sky. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the Southwest, on Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Thursday sees the club's Christmas dinner. Dave Wellham, G0DPW, is contact at Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Also on Thursdays, there are nets on 70.4 MHz from 7 p.m. and on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. Contact is Sue, info@foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. On Tuesdays, Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club has a net on 433.475 MHz from 8 p.m. The net moves to 145.475 MHz on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. A 10-meter net on 28.405 MHz is held on Thursdays from 8 p.m. The club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt, 20FNP 0730 554-9614. On Monday, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Baptist Church Rooms in Shepton Mallet from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Chris Lavis, G6HIQ, christopherlavis3@gmail.com. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via GB3ZB from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8 p.m. Contact is Terry, M0TJX, secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk. And there's a mobile number, 0788-920-8090. And Yeovil Amateur Radio Club usually meets on Thursdays from 7:30 p.m. This Thursday, members will be discussing amateur radio from 100 years ago. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alfaromeocharlie.com. In Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 22nd of December at Hirwine YMCA Hall, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 449 Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info@aberdareradio.club. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. The club is an approved RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberkenfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Bury Amateur Radio Society is meeting for a natter night. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Saturday. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900-560-080. Cumbrown and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. Ken Smith, 07411-595-103, otherwise MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Tuesday, Newport Amateur Radio Society is having its Christmas meal from 7 p.m. Contact via Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhonda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad, Rhonda Sports Centre, postcode charliefox.41-7-sierra-yankee on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2, fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk. contact is John, GW4BUZ, 01443-432-542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Cleveland's Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. For more information, visit usksidealfaromeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.